Chapter 8. Inside the British Museum. Outside the British Museum, a colourful poster was blowing in the wind. The poster was advertising a new exhibition of ancient art from the Canary Islands. The museum was still closed because it was early in the morning. In a car parked across the street, Gary and George were waiting for Carlotta. Finally, people began to appear on the street. Some people were on their way to work, carrying briefcases and mobile phones. George looked around nervously. He was still scared that Gary was going to hurt the Spanish girl. Gary was angrier than usual because he was not accustomed to getting up early.
"I'm hungry," George said. "Let's get some food. It'll just take a minute. The museum's not open yet."
"No, we can't leave the car," said Gary. "Maybe she'll come early. This is our only opportunity to get the Pintadera and make a lot of money."
"Okay, so I'll go," said George. "You stay here."
"No,"
Gary said.
"I'll go. But don't close your eyes for 1 second,
he shouted before he got out of the car. Then he gave George the knife.
"Take this," he said. "She'll see that and give you the Pintadera immediately, okay?"
George said nothing as Gary left the car. He put the knife under the seat. He wasn't going to use it. He was tired and just wanted to go home and forget the whole idea. Somebody opened the doors of the museum and some tourists started to arrive. George watched them entering the museum. Was the Spanish girl in that crowd? More visitors were arriving from all directions. Then he saw her, for just a second, but then he lost her in the crowd.
Where did she go?
There! It was her!
This time he was certain. George got out of the car and closed the door. He thought about taking Gary's knife for 1 second, but he knew he wasn't going to use it on an innocent girl, so he left it in the car. Slowly, George started to walk towards the museum entrance. He was very nervous. George had mixed feelings. The Spanish girl had the treasure with her, that was certain. He wanted to sell that Pintadera and become rich. But he didn't want to hurt her.
"Should I pretend I haven't seen her?" he thought. "But then, what will I tell Gary? He's dangerous and violent, and I'm afraid of him." Gary thought it was going to be very easy to get the Pintadera, but so far it's been very difficult.
Then he saw the girl again. George followed Carlotta around the museum, keeping a distance between them. He was worried she could remember his face. The museum was very big, and there were a lot of interesting things to look at. A woman with a microphone was talking to a small group of people.
"Hello, everybody," she said. "We've got some special things for you to see today."
The people in the crowd were listening carefully. The woman continued talking.
"Has anybody here been to the Canary Islands?" she asked.
Some people raised their hands.
"Well, did you know that the islands were not always Spanish? Native people lived on the islands before the Spanish came, and we can learn a lot about them from things they left behind."
George stopped to listen to the woman.
"The native population had many small decorations called pintaderas," she said. "These were usually made of clay and had designs on them, sometimes circles, sometimes triangles. The people put them in high places as ornaments. Look, here are pictures of pintaderas."
George looked at the pictures curiously.
"Oh, that's how they look," he thought. "It's incredible that those simple ornaments are very valuable."
Then he heard a voice in his ear.
"Where's the girl?" asked Gary. "I saw the car was empty, so I realized you were in here. I can't see her anywhere.
She's over there,
said George, pointing to the group of people. Then he realized he had no idea where she was. He couldn't see her.
Where?
Whispered Gary, angry. George could feel something in his back. Gary was holding a gun.
If you've lost her, I'll kill you, said Gary.
George was afraid.
She was here a minute ago, said George. She must be nearby.
Don't worry, we'll find her.
Gary put the gun into his pocket.
Let's separate, he said. That way we can find her more quickly. If you see her, make sure you get that Pintadera. Don't fail me.
Okay,
said George. Gary walked in one direction, and George walked in the other. He wanted to find Carlotta before Gary did.